it seems to me that, and I know nothing about roofing, but I'm going to say this. A lot of people didn't like metal roofing, and I'm just going by, you know, what I hear, because of the look. And now that's sort of solved. Is that kind of one of the first steps you had to get over with?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, the difference being the approach that we took was that because I was in the roofing industry, our family has a long history of engineers in the family. I'm a non-certified engineer, but nonetheless, a lot of engineering went into this product. We took it from the standpoint of how can we make this easy for the roofers to install and at the same time have a product which is outstanding in look as well as functionality. And so we took it, like I said, right back to basics. So we said, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's see if we can replicate that wheel and just improve on it. And so what we have is a piece of metal, which is shaped into a piece of cedar, the same profile. So it starts off at a half to a half inch butt at the bottom. We refer to it as the butt of the shake. Goes to the head of the shake, down to an eighth of an inch. So the whole thing's tapered, just like a regular piece of cedar.
Okay.
And then that filler that goes in there, like I said, creates the backing to the whole thing. So when these roofers are now installing this product, there's nothing new to learn. There's nothing different about what they're doing. It's still put on the same way they would, the same equipment's used as if they were installing a piece of cedar or a piece of slate, except they don't have the challenge of drilling into a piece of rock, which is slate, or the challenges that cedar face, when you nail through it, it tends to split if you're not very careful. So that was the first objective, was to keep it extremely simple to install and quick to install, and also easily to maintain and also to service. So there's other products out there that lock together. Very difficult, just like a piece of Lego. How do you get the Lego out of the middle of the wall? Well, you take the whole wall apart, right? Oh, I wanted that whole wall red, and somebody put a yellow piece in there. Well, it's got to come out all the way back down. So that's the one side of the engineering aspect of it. The other side, which she talked about, was the look. And so typical commercial ribbed roofing, and going back two generations. So my great-grandfather, he helped engineer and develop roller-form machines back in South Africa. And my cousin still operates that business, which my uncle ran, but now he runs. And so that's third generation. So they're still involved in that type of fabrication of standard, what we call a standard roofing panel. That developed into standing seam products, which lock together, which is typically used on commercial. And then on your residentials, a lot of people will use a snap lock product. But again, you are kept in that same look of a commercial industrial look. And for some architecture, it's great. It lends itself to it, and that's awesome. But there's a lot of people that want to have a West Coast look. They want a cottage look. They want something that looks a little bit more homey. And so this solves that problem. And colors, textures, you name it, we can fabricate it from whatever product you would like, whether that's stainless steel. Our typical construction is using Galvalume, which is a galvanized steel. So on itself, it won't rust, but then you throw the paint coating on top of that for the beauty and the look. And you have the ability to basically create any look that you want. And so the architects and the engineers and the designers for home builds or commercial build can specify heavier gauge or lighter gauge. We're using a 24 gauge, which is 20% heavier than needs to be for what's considered Class A hail rating. And so we have this extremely strong product, easy to install, looks great, and that's the answer to the problem that we found on Vancouver Island, which is, of course, right across Canada, because most of that cedar comes out of there, and the cedar that comes out of the States, the same thing. It's all second growth. And so now you have a permanent roof, which is why people are going towards steel, and we'll talk about that, trending towards steel, because it's a one-time deal if it's installed properly. And the look is great, and that's being extended by these PVDF paints, which don't fade, or which have an extremely high tolerance to fade resistance.